And we return on this Thursday afternoon in South Florida. Joseph Cooper along with Bonnie Berman, one of our favorite segments each year, Bonnie.
Indeed.
Mango Madness, we've got them all in front of us. Various aromas in the air. And of course, we're joined now by chef, author, and syndicated columnist, Linda Gastenheimer. Linda will be enjoying the best today.
We are so lucky today. Yes.
The exotic ones.
Right. Well, our, as you mentioned, our annual Mango Madness show. Have you noticed, Joe and Bonnie, that the mangoes have been dropping off the trees for over a month now?
So is it an early season?
It's been an early harvest.
We've had some bags of them show up in the employees' lounge here.
Oh, you are. And you didn't share them?
Yeah.
Hello?
I didn't know.
Yeah. Well, I love eating a ripe mango. It's perfect when it's just picked and it's still warm from the sun. We're so lucky here in South Florida that we can do that. Well, our guests today are here to tell us about the types of mangoes we find in our backyards, the best eating mangoes, and they're going to give us some mango history. So Dr. Richard Campbell is Director of Horticulture at Fairchild Tropical Botanic Garden. And welcome, Richard.
Great to be here.
Every year we love
having
you.
Yeah, every year
yes,
he's here. That's
every
great.
Year, right. Thank and you. Also with us is Norris Ledesma. She's the Curator of Tropical Fruits at Fairchild. Welcome, Norris.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Thank you.
Great to have you with us. And we'd love to have you, our listeners, join us too. Are you overloaded with backyard fruit? Or maybe you need some advice about your mango trees? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
Email radio at WLRN.org, or you can tweet us at Topical Currents.
All right, give us a tweet. Also with us, our favorite wine guy, Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype, and you can read Fred's Wine Suggestions for My Dinner in Minutes column and also his wine column. They're both in today's Miami Herald. Fred, are we drinking today?
Mangoes and wine, that's a heavenly combination.
You always say wine with anything's a heavenly combination.
Well, you can leave out the everything sometimes.
Except hot dogs, maybe.
Hot dogs go with expensive champagne.
Wow. All right, well, maybe we'll be talking about that next week. Well,
why not?
Okay, Richard Campbell, it's been this unusual mango year, early harvest. So what can we expect throughout the summer?
Well, unfortunately, we can expect for pretty much our mango season has occurred.
And it's finished?
It's finished. And
oh, no.
What we now have is going to be a second bloom, but a very small bloom. So we're going to have we're going to have a long, hot, mango-less summer, actually. Mango Festival at Fairchild Garden is going to be the last hurrah for our mango season. We're going to be all in, all done after that.
But you've got enough for the festival.
We'll have enough for the festival, but it's going to be it's really going to be people's last chance.
And why was it so early this year?
We had an early bloom. We had a early cold in October that caused the mangoes to bloom in November, and then that crop ripened over a month ago. And then they forced out a late bloom, but that came off in May. And the late bloom always sets very little and has to go through a lot of weather, and it has a lot of problems. So we will have fruit, but there will be a very limited amount. Mm. And so mangoes are going to be worth their weight in gold this summer, in other
wow.
words.
Wow, you keep tempting everyone with this, with coming to the festival. So the festival is going to be July 13th?
July 13th and 14th at Fairchild Garden in Coral Gables. And literally, we're gonna blow it out there. That's going to be the last chance for people to be eating and seeing all these great mangoes.
Now you've got
you know, what I've always done to extend the mango season is to make mango puree and put it in ice cube trays. And then you have it for the rest of the year, and you can make wonderful mango daiquiris that way.
Okay, thanks for that tip, Fred. That's very good. And I want you to know we've got all these mangoes to taste here in the studio, and Bonnie just got out of her chair to go and eat all of these.
I just Tebowed.
Yeah. Is that named after Tim Tebow?
It actually is.
It
yeah.
is. It is good. It tastes a little like there's a little coconut in it.
I want everyone to know that that's the name of the mango.
Why is it named after him?
It was named by a local nurseryman. It was named after Tim Tebow when he was going through the whole craze was, yeah, he's a Gator graduate, and so he named it. And it was selected by the University of Florida, so it's apropos.
It tastes kind of holy.
It is. It's quite holy, yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
All right. From there, let's go to line one.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Okay, stop eating there. Leo in Hollywood, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Good. You have a question?
I do. First off, I wanted to follow up on what you said about how they're dropping so early, the mangoes. My neighbor's tree is dropped all of them, and I was very surprised to see it this early in the season because I'm much more used to seeing them in as late as, what, September, October sometimes. But I just started trying to grow mango trees from the pit. And I'm wondering if there's... I'm not having a lot of luck. They're not even sprouting.
Anybody
know? Do they have some special...
Can you grow mango from the pit? I mean, I see them all the time because I leave the tree drops and the squirrels get them and the pits in the soil and they start to sprout. So
this is not the best way to propagate mangoes anyway, because if you propagate mangoes from seeds, you don't know what you are going to get. So basically... the recommendation will be to get mangoes that have been grafted. That will be the best choice for you.
To buy the tree that's been grafted. So he's having a hard
time.
Because
it may be a hybrid seed or something?
Yes, I always said that no matter how beautiful your mother is and how handsome your father could be, surprises you can get. So that's basically my philosophy with that.
Leo, I don't know if that's the answer you wanted.
That's the fun of it.
Well, you go. All right. Well, keep trying then.
All right.
Okay. And Felix in St. Augustine. Hello, Felix.
Yes. Good morning. Good afternoon. How are y'all doing?
Excellent.
You have a question.
Yes, I live in St. Augustine, Florida, and I was just wondering, is that area, would it be too cold to have a mango tree in St. Augustine, do you think?
You could do it, but you would have to grow a mango you'd have to grow it in a container and be able to cover it up during 2 to 3 weeks during the winter. So the only way you could really do it would be grow it in a container, maybe have casters on the container that you could move around so you could cover it up or move it inside during really bad cold. But otherwise, you're outside the zone where you could grow mango. Furthest north on the East Coast is Merritt Island, is as close as you could do. But that's on Merritt Island where you can do it.
Okay. Well,
okay. One more question. I have two huge magnolia trees on my property. Do the mangoes have to be in direct sunlight all the time?
Yes.
Quickly. Okay. Well, good luck.
They need the sun and they need the warmth. Thanks for your call. Let's get on with some of these mangoes that we've got tasting here. I've got here one called a diamond, and what am I tasting here, Norris?
The diamond is a Fairchild Tropical Garden selection, and we have been trying this mango for the past 3 years. Has been a success so far. We are recommending this mango because it makes a perfect tree for a backyard.
Boy, diamond. It's delicious.
Delicious.
I'm sorry, everyone, but we are gorging ourselves here. And we can't stop eating these mangoes. Mm. And what have you got over there near you, Bonnie?
I have something called Bonalia.
Bonilejo.
Bonilejo. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a J. Okay,
all right, Bonilejo. So what is she eating there?
Bonilejo, it's a selection from the Dominican Republic. It's coming from Bani, and it's a wonderful mango that is super sweet. They love it. Every single person in the Dominican Republic has connection with this mango.
And now, you've just come back, Norris, from... the Dominican Republic. You're sort of exchanging mangoes back and forth. We're giving some there and they're giving some to us. Is that
right?
Absolutely.
As part of Fairchild Tropical Garden, we are helping the growers. So we are collecting mangoes all over the places in the tropics in the Americas and Asia and South Asia. But as part of our interchange, we are helping the growers as well.
You know, I remember that at the festival, you always have people from all over the world. Do you have the usual 100 nations of mangoes this year?
Yes, we actually do. We're going to do a grower summit, and we have a large contingent coming from Myanmar. We have people from Mexico, because this year's theme are the mangoes of Mexico. And we also have many people from Haiti. We're going to have Ghanaians. As usual, we will be very international.
Right. Okay, so what other? We have some mangoes still. We have there's several on the table.
We
there.
Have coconut cream.
Oh, the coconut cream one. What's that called? Coconut cream? Is that what the name
is? Yeah, that's why it tastes. That's why it's called coconut cream, because it tastes like coconut cream. actually, no, that's the truth. That's the truth. That comes from one of our friends in Boynton Beach, and it's an excellent flavored mango. I also have next to me. I actually have a Lalajiwo, which is actually a mangiferous species, so it's not Mangifera indica. And that is also called the honey mango, and it tastes just like honey to me, although, Linda, you were telling me that you didn't agree, but, you know, it's okay. It's okay to disagree, Linda. It's all right.
Well, everyone has a different taste, but I think we decided that it had already gotten a little overripe.
Right, right.
And so for me, it was tasting a little different. But all these mangoes, that's the beauty of the Mango Festival, is that you get to taste all these different types of mangoes and see what they're like. Now, but for those of you who buy a mango in a supermarket, what are we buying?
When you're buying mangoes in a supermarket, about 65% of the mangoes imported in the United States come from Mexico. And the rest come from Peru, Brazil, Nicaragua.
Why wouldn't they be from Florida?
We just basically can't produce enough mangoes to feed the United States anymore. We can't even become close. So when you do buy these mangoes, you're buying varieties that were selected in Florida.
And that travel well.
And that travel well and that are beautiful and they store well. Mm. And so those were Tommy Atkins, Hayden, Kit, Kent, and Atahualpa, which is actually a Mexican variety.
Okay, well, it's so delicious. But we need to take a break. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. As you can imagine, we're talking about mangoes with Dr. Richard Campbell and Norris Ledesma. They're both from Fairchild Tropical Botanic Garden. We'll take a short break here, and we'll be back with more.
Imagine, if you will, sultry summer Miami afternoon. Everyone arriving home from work, all is quiet, till the air is rent by a startled cry. Watch out, that man's got a mango. He's got a mango. He's got a mango. He's got so many mangoes, he don't know what to do. He's gonna put them in a shopping bag and give them to you. You got mangoes. You got mangoes. You got your mango chutney, mango pie, and mangoes to freeze. You got your midnight mango madness making daiquiris. Out of mangoes. Out of mangoes. But whatever you do, don't give your mangoes to me. Cause I got a mango tree. I got mangoes.
Well, you get the idea. That's Grant Livingston, South Florida's own. The song, Watch Out, That Man's Got Mangoes. Thanks for Michael Stock for getting that for us.
Very cute.
Very cute.
And they even mentioned daiquiris, friend.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, how about that?
Well, as you can imagine, we've been talking about mangoes. And about Mango Madness with Dr. Richard Campbell. He's Director of Horticulture at Fairchild Tropical Botanic Garden. And Norris Ledesma is Curator of Tropical Fruit at Fairchild. They've been giving us some tips on how to grow, pick, and we've been eating lots of mangoes. The Fairchild Garden Fairchild Tropical Botanic Garden Mango Festival is scheduled for July 13th and 14th. And for more information, you can go to Fairchild Garden.
Heavily attended, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, yeah. My advice to you, it starts at 9:30. Get there early. Get there very early. And also, a special production.
And you can buy trees.
Everything you want to do with mangoes, you can taste everything, eat everything, buy everything, and buy trees. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So then you can grow your own mangoes in your yard.
All right.
And bring your children as well, because we have a wonderful program for the whole family.
Okay.
Sounds great. Well, Viva Mango, that's a production of WLRN. It shows how mangoes play an important role in the lives of this community, and it covers some of the Mango Festival from last year. And our two people here are stars in the program, Richard Campbell and Norris Ledesma.
Wow, I didn't know we had stars.
Yes, they're going to be there. Well, check your schedule for the timing. They're going to start airing July 10th. That's at 8 p.m., July 11th. Mm-hmm. At 10 p.m., July 12th at 7:30, July 13th at 8 p.m. There'll be several chances to see the program. And I also understand it's going to be at the festival itself. It's going to be shown there as well.
Correct, yes.
Yes, but check your schedule for the timing. It'll be a lot of fun. All right, so it's dinner in minutes time. And guess what? It's a mango steak fest. It's a mango dinner in minutes. Steak with mango salsa and a quick brown rice salad. So really, it's very simple. You saute the steak, and you top it with the mango salsa. So you cut the mango into small cubes. And, you know, an easy way for me that I cut mangoes is I just cut them in half around the side of each of the seed, and I scoop it out with a spoon, one big cheek of it, and then cut it into smaller pieces. But there are many other ways. And I mixed it with some honey and some lime juice, cilantro, a little chopped jalapeno pepper. And then you just sprinkle that over the cooked steak. It's very good.
All right.
And for the brown rice salad, get some quick-cooking brown rice or microwavable brown rice. Toss in some defrosted peas, some olive oil, salt, and pepper, and that's your meal. That complete recipe is at my website. That's dinnerinminutes.com with a photo. And my Dinner in Minutes in today's Miami Herald is dilled salmon parcels with parsley and rice. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. And Fred, is it daiquiris today?
Well, not necessarily, no. I actually remember very fondly the time that Richard and his crew invited me to the Mango Festival to give a talk on what kind of wine goes with mangoes. And, of course, the research for this was lots of fun. Turns out there are all kinds of different wines that go with mangoes. I learned to make a green mango salad with unripe mangoes and rice wine vinegar and green Thai chilies. So, of course, this was a crisp tart salad, so a crisp tart Sauvignon Blanc went with it very nicely. You might get one from Matanzas Creek in California. Of course, the best way to eat mangoes is just a simple plate of sliced super ripe mangoes all by themselves. And if you have that, one of the sweeter versions of Gewürztraminer is a wonderful combination. Sutter Home makes one that's kind of medium sweet and go very nicely. Or even better, you might drive out to Schnebeli's winery in the Redland right here in Dade County and buy a bottle of his Mango Dolce sweet wine. Mango wine with mangoes. You can't go wrong.
That sounds good.
Of course, with today's dinner in minutes, steak with mango salsa, you'd want a red wine. But you'd want a fruity one like the Pinot Noir from McMurray Ranch rather than a big, powerful, tannic Cabernet Sauvignon or something like that. And finally, when Linda's favorite time of the meal arrives, which is what, Linda?
I guess
dessert,
you know.
Right?
Yes. Oh, Fred, how do you know?
Oh, yeah. Mangoes and wine absolutely shine together in desserts. I just looked up a recipe for a mango flan. It just sounded wonderful, light and sweet and just spectacular. And with that, I would serve a dessert wine, maybe a late harvest Riesling from Hoag Cellars in Washington State or something like that.
Sounds good to me, Fred.
Of course, Linda's never happy until there's chocolate, so let me make a kind of off-the-wall
suggestion.
You're
giving me a bad reputation.
Yes, you do. You certainly do. Well, so what you do, Linda, you make a nice sweet mango cobbler and you serve it with a dessert beer.
Oh, wow.
Like a chocolate stout from Rogue Brewery in Oregon. Richard, did you ever have beer with mangoes?
He grimaced when you talked about it.
Well, I was still stuck on the light flan. That was the one that got me. I was thinking, well, okay. No, I haven't. I have not.
Fred, what's a chocolate beer?
Yeah.
Well, they make it in a couple of ways. One of the breweries actually puts Godiva chocolate in the beer.
Wow.
And it tastes exactly like Godiva chocolate.
I'm going to take you up on this, Fred, because, you know, I always try the ones you recommend, and you're always right. So I'm
going
with that.
Well, report back next year, will you?
I definitely will.
Okay, don't give him a big head about this always right thing, okay?
And what's the name of the brewery, Fred?
Rogue, R-O-G-U-E.
Okay.
That's a big brewery. They make a lot of really excellent beers.
All right.
Well, we only have a short half minute left, but someone's asking on the phone, how do you get, can you have a tree produce mangoes year-round? Is that possible?
No. it's just the problem is you can have trees that'll produce fruit at different seasons, but they'll never produce year-round. That's the real problem. They just can't do it. Physiologically, a mango tree can't do that.
But you can extend the season having different mangoes than produce mangoes in a different time. And with our mangoes, you can extend the season for 5 months.
Yeah. Okay, so if you a different variety, if you want to plant different varieties to know what... it'll go through maybe
That's
five,
correct.
Six months.
That's
different
correct.
Mangoes. Yes.
Correct. Now, the festival is July...
13th and 14th.
13th and 14th.
And if you plant a little tree, I know we have... Okay, we have to go. I want to know how long it took to bloom.
Come back for Mango Festival. We have all these answers.
Okay.
Okay, it's been an extraordinarily tasty week. Great talking with you, Dr. Richard Campbell. Director of Horticulture at Fairchild Tropical Botanic Garden. And Norris Ledesma, Curator of Tropical Fruit. Really, thank you so much for all
Indeed.
These delicious
thank
mangoes.
You.
Thank
My
you.
Their mango festival is July 13th through 14th. Get there early for the best tastes. And thank you. You ate well today.
Excellent.
Didn't you, Joe
yes.
Cooper and Bonnie?
Yes, we did.
And Fred Tasker, great advice as always.
Always a pleasure.
Next week, for our July 4th program, we'll be talking with Bruce Craig, the author of Man Bites Dog. Hot dogs. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.